This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So much fun. For the most part, I feel like I feel attacked. Shout out to anybody that's weighing in on the Twitter sphere. Appreciate you guys weighing in.
Attacked is not what you should feel. You should feel embarrassed and ashamed of your
yeah,
top
okay.
Five
well,
list.
Now I feel even more attacked. Thank you very much for your input on that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here to help.
He tries to get under my skin. I'm not going to let it happen.
I'm not trying to get under your skin. I'm trying to be honest and realistic.
New year, new me.
I consider you a friend, and in my friendships, I consider honesty the best policy. You have to be honest and real with your friends. If not, you're not a friend.
All right, look, just say Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music three times fast. That's all I'm asking. One time, go for it now.
Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music. Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music. Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music. Boom, baby.
If that's not on the show recap in the morning, I don't know what to tell you guys. That's classic radio.
You come at Squid, Nate. You squid. Come at Squid, Bill. You get the whole nation,
all
baby.
Right. Here we go. I got to get a couple of you guys. Brandon Mincy obviously weighing in. The Art of Storytelling, Spotty Oddie, Jazzy Bell. A lot of you guys weighing in and completely redoing, like not just switching one or two out. Our buddy Brave Dogs 478 says, Liberation, The Whole World, The Art of Storytelling, Aquemini, Get Up, Get Out. Like some of you just completely erased my
Players
entire
ball.
Time. Yeah, dude, Mike, like it's crazy.
The best way you can take this is just as constructive criticism. Take this as constructive criticism.
I guess
this
is the only way to go.
But I think it also shows, because they're getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how beloved they are and how serious Touché. People take Outkast. And that's why the attacks are happening,
Touché.
Mike.
Touché. Also, like, I've never felt like an outsider on the show until today. You guys completely ousted me to you threw me back across the state line.
I mean, you got three homegrowns going against you, man. So you had to come correct, and unfortunately, you know, you didn't come quite so correct.
Anyways, man, the Braves did come correct yesterday out in Coors Field. They're able to get another win. What is it now? 8 of the last 10? Am I making that number up?
Yes, they're 8-10. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're 13-8 since starting 0-7.
Yeah, Allie brought it up this morning. What'd you call it? The House of Horrors?
It's like a haunted house. What Grant called it last night. Coors Field is a haunted house of ballparks. So
I don't. It hasn't quite so far this year been a haunted house for away teams because the Rockies are terrible. And I feel like, Bo, that the Braves played that way last night. Like just don't beat ourselves. And Bryce Elder gives up the tater at one point. You're like, oh, here we go, the old Bryce Elder mode. But you've called the cavalry today. You called the nation to call out some of the people that always question Bryce Elder as a starter. Guys, and I'm with Bo on this, we got to remember what Bryce Elder is. Bryce Elder is not here to be a Cy Young candidate. All right? Bryce Elder is here to be a fourth or fifth starter. A.J. Smith-Shawver, I'm sure, will be in this fold at some point. We'll be talking about, you know, his starts and how well they can do and everything else. But right now, Bryce Elder, pitching against a 4-win team, last night, was able to hold it down and get a quality start. So let's just keep that in focus here.
That's where it's at for me. I just feel there's a lot of clout chasing at other people's expenses, and it bothers me. And when you feel the need to pile jump on a guy who is started in the minors this year, if I'm not mistaken, and know what he is, and you got to get on here and like just browbeat him every time he makes a mistake, it irritates me because He's not here, to your point, to be the ace. He's your fifth, and you really want him to be your emergency sixth starter. And, you know, I've not been told this, but it feels to me that the way A.J. Smith-Shawver started the season, because, you know, it's like you lose what? I think you use an option a year, so you can only use one option per season. So they send him down, and they can bring him back, and he's got options next year still. But, you know, you only use one this year on him. They're like, hey, go down and work on this pitch. And we think this is the key. You go work down there, and we can get by with Bryce Elder. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, they thought that Strider was coming back, so it would be easier. I have a feeling Smith-Shawver will be up at some point in this series to start because of maybe not wanting to do a bullpen game and at Coors Field. But you never know. But it just gets on my nerves that he's not a major league pitcher, and every time he starts and he gives up a freaking hit. I mean, it was out of the first inning. I know it was worst-case scenario, but I hope you feel silly after that game, you know, because he did settle in and gave you. He had some 1-2-3 innings. He pitched out of some jams. But he is what he is. And do we have to just
It's real state, to me, damn it.
Do we have to, I mean, really, do we have to come up here and have an uproar every time the guy makes a mistake? I mean, grow the blank up.
Well,
I'm sick of it. I'm just over it.
Yeah, well, I'm as guilty as anybody going into panic mode early and often. And I utilize Grant McCauley every time we have him on to try to calm me down, because Grant is very even keel when it comes to the Braves. He's able to say, look, man, it's still April. The fact that you are looking at the opportunity, and I know the Dodgers will be in town this weekend, the fact that you were looking at an opportunity to possibly pull back to 500 before the end of April is nothing short of a miracle right now. It's nothing short of a miracle.
And this Dodgers team's not tearing it up. Yeah. I mean, they're not. They have struggled since that hot start. I mean,
Great point. It's you don't feel like you're seeing prime Braves like right now. Like you're not. You know, I mean, it's not. You're not winning 10-0 every night. But they're doing some of the smaller things more correctly, and some of their better players. And we've talked about Ozzie Albies a number of times. Some of their better players still are not playing like you feel like they could probably play. So. It just hopefully they can get around to being that.
Yeah, but I think we're all feeling a lot better than how the season started.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going a lot better. We're seeing the wins coming through a lot more frequently. So the ship is turning.
And I think, look, and I think there is a mea culpa, a mincing of words when it comes to the Dodgers coming in town this weekend. Hopefully there's a little bit of a get-right series, but that's still a really good team as well, right? So hopefully you can dig deep. I don't know who's on the hill tonight. You mentioned it, Bo. I think this might be an A.J. Smith-Shawver move. I don't think anything's been announced yet.
Well.
So we'll see what happens with that.
It could be Ian Anderson. They could say, hey, you know what? They could say, blew it. You start it. Give us 2-3. Then we bring Ian Anderson in, and that maybe be their long relief. It could be Smith-Shawver. I just believe that there's something they wanted him to work on and that they think he was close to and perfected, so they said to go down. We need to mention, too, the fact that Jared Kelnick has been sent down, and they signed Eddie Rosario. Rosario was hitting, from what I had heard and what I saw reported. It was playing pretty good in the minors as far as with his bat. And Eli White's been tearing it up. Eli White will be the starting right fielder for right now. And that's what they're going to do.
I'm fine with that.
Until Acuna gets back. And then I think it'll probably be a situation where they kind of use the hot hand between Verdugo and Eli White. And I'm okay with that too.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, man. Both those guys have filled in nicely, as have a number of the other, you know, pieces that you didn't expect to be a part of it. Verdugo, obviously, do a lot of credit for what he's been able to do in a short time with his big league club. Because I got to listen, and I'll wear it. I got on a table 2 weeks ago, and I said, if y'all think that Alex Verdugo is going to come send this team on some kind of run, you've lost your mind. He's hitting 207 in Gwinnett. And sure enough, this guy, absolutely, I don't know what his record is in the big leagues, but it's pretty good. So I'll wear that one very proudly on the sleeve.
When he got here, it did start the tear. When he got here, it started the offense. You were able to do different things. You were able to move Michael Harris and Ozzie down in the lineup, you know. So, you know, Verdugo's been phenomenal. You know, Sir Lucius got Gator Belts, Patty Melts, Monte Carlos, and El Dorados. I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rolo, so follow. It's showtime at the Apollo.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey. That was from your top five, Michael. That was all so fresh and so clean, baby. I got the shirt.
We
Gator
talk
belts,
for a
Patty
living.
Melts, Monte Carlos, and El Dorados.
We talk for a living, and there's been very few times I'm at a loss for words, but now is one of those.
Well, hey.
Now is one of those.
That's good because I gotta pump my boys at Baron Burton's, W Sauce Fire Shire, the Bloody Mary Mix, and always at the New Realm Brewing Owl Inn Lager. You know, I had one yesterday after the walk. So to go for a walk, take an Owl Inn Lager, man. That's how we do it in at Casa de Squid. All right, we got a couple of things to get to. Hopefully I won't, you know, get as much hate, deservedly so, like Mike did for his terrible Outkast top five. Allie brought up a story about Lawrence Taylor earlier, and Allie, remind us what the story was, I believe, between Abdul Carter and himself.
Yeah, Abdul Carter wanted to borrow his number, bring it out of retirement, and LT told him.
Borrow is a great word. Borrow is a great word.
LT told him, get a different number and make it famous.
No thanks, bro.
Do your own thing.
Well, it's funny because I bet you Abdul Carter's draft day was not the same as Lawrence Taylor's. Lawrence Taylor was recently asked, what do you remember most about being drafted into the NFL? And his answer was very LT-esque.
Donald, I don't remember too much. I had 41 Coors Lights, so I couldn't tell you.
You remember 41.
Yeah, I remember 41.
You remember 41, but you don't remember what happened.
I don't really remember what happened. I just know it was an exciting time, but it wasn't like this. You know, it was old school, and it wasn't in New York or anything. I just caught it on TV like everybody else. So,
did you get a phone call? You had your family around you?
I had my drinking buddies with me.
Drop the mic.
I mean, dude, the most LT answer ever.
It you know what's funny is in a way this reminds me of my dad. My dad is when he drinks beer, he'll save the tab tops or the beer tops and put them in his pocket so that like 2 hours later, if somebody's like, "How many beers have you had?" He's like, "I don't know. Let me count." So he'll pull them out of his pocket and start being like, "All right, I'm at 13." The fact that he can remember 41 and nothing else about his draft day other than 41, hilarious, bro. Love that. Well, I don't love it, but you know what I mean.
Well, I think that's what it is. That's what LT is kind of being known for is his battles and his partying. There, you know, there's all kinds of LT stories out there. The funny thing is what, you know, I grew up with the NFL draft being one day, and it started at like 10 a.m. Okay, so LT most likely started that morning drinking, and then when he got drafted, it went full rage. I mean, it was a full rager. And so I'm sure someone was like, dude, you know how many beers you drank last night? He's like, what, like 12, 14? They're like, 41! And he's like, no
Almost
way.
Almost two cases. Oh, God.
It's just amazing. It's really crazy. A story that I never thought I would hear is Shaquille O'Neal is headed back to college, but not as a student. He is
going to LSU for something. Nope.
He is headed to Sacramento State, where I think you guys know this, that Mike Bibby is now the coach there.
Wow.
And he's headed back there to be the GM. So he's going to be their basically their NIL guy.
Is this GM like in the way that Trae Young is?
Yes.
Okay.
And now him and Mike Bibby used to not get along because remember those were the Kings Lakers playoff series of the early 2000s that were very physical, very fun to watch. But Shaq's kid Shakir, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, is playing there. So yeah. He's going there to take over the Hornets. That's what their nickname is. That's what their name is there, to be that. So he's going to obviously invest in that program. I'm sure he'll put some money of his own and help pull in some invest, you know, some advertisers and stuff. But it's just crazy how these guys are getting in and doing these things. And in basketball, it feels like the GMs are right within it. With college football, you're getting guys like Nick Polk, who used to run the cap part of an NFL team. With basketball, you're just seeing players and former players.
Well, you got Andrew Luck. I mean, and I will say, I think Sacramento State is the school that I think is headed for D1 football, if I'm not mistaken. They've had meetings on that front. So that'll be interesting to keep track of, man. But anything Shaq usually touches pretty much turns to gold. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have Papa John's right now. Like, I'm already craving Papa John's.
Is it 100 pepperonis?
I don't know.
I'm a Pizza Hut guy myself. Yeah.
Anyways, man, what a fun show today. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Hopefully you're staying safe. Keep us on the Odyssey app. Keep it plugged into 92.9 The Game. Allie, enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Bo, I'll talk to you later. All right. Stick with us here at Steakhouse is next. Got Sandy and Steak in the bullpen. Sports Radio, 92.9. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sandy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.